Hello and a warm welcome to the Crowcast, the podcast with up-to-date information from your trusted executive search partner, Crowbell. HR and Finance Part 3, Optimizing Talent Acquisition with Financial Matrix. Talent acquisition is a critical component of any organization's success. However, recruitment is often one of the most significant expenses for HR departments, with costs ranging from advertising jobs to onboarding new employees. To ensure recruitment efforts contribute to the company's bottom line, HR must shift its focus toward data-driven decision-making, particularly by incorporating financial matrix into talent acquisition strategies. By optimizing talent acquisition using financial data, HR leaders can not only improve hiring efficiency, but also align recruitment efforts with broader business objectives. How financial data can streamline recruitment for cost-effective talent acquisition. Key financial matrix for talent acquisition. 1. Cost per hire. Cost per hire is one of the most important financial matrix in recruitment. This matrix captures the total expenses incurred during the hiring process, including job postings, recruitment agency fees, advertising, and onboarding costs. By tracking cost per hire, HR can analyze which recruitment channels deliver the best results and adjust their strategies accordingly. For example, if the cost of using external recruiters is significantly higher than internal sourcing, it may be worth investing in building in-house capabilities. HR should work closely with finance to track and optimize costs per hire over time. By continuously evaluating the efficiency of recruitment methods, HR can reduce hiring costs without sacrificing the quality of talent. 2. Revenue per employee. Revenue per employee is a critical metric that links recruitment success to overall company performance. It measures how much revenue each employee generates, giving HR insight into the financial impact of their hiring decisions. By analyzing this data, HR can identify the types of employees or departments that contribute most to the organization's success. When recruitment strategies focus on acquiring high-performing talent, HR can directly influence revenue growth. For example, hiring a highly skilled sales executive may come at a higher cost, but if that person generates significantly more revenue than others, the long-term return justifies the investment. 3. Time to fill and time to productivity. Time to fill refers to the amount of time it takes to fill a vacant position, while time to productivity measures how long it takes a new hire to become fully effective in their role. Both metrics are essential for managing recruitment costs and ensuring a smooth transition from hiring to performance. A long time to fill can result in lost productivity and therefore lost revenue. HR teams should collaborate with finance to identify the optimal balance between hiring speed and cost efficiency. Additionally, tracking time to productivity helps HR assess the effectiveness of onboarding programs. By reducing the time it takes new hires to become productive, companies can minimize costs related to downtime and underperformance. 4. Turnover cost. Employee turnover is a significant financial burden as it involves recruitment, training, and lost productivity costs. Understanding the turnover rate and the associated costs allows HR to fine-tune recruitment strategies to target candidates who are more likely to stay with the company long-term. This includes analyzing data on candidate experience, engagement levels, and cultural fit. By hiring employees who are a strong fit for the company's culture and goals, HR can reduce turnover and save on the substantial costs of rehiring and retraining. Aligning talent acquisition with business goals. Optimizing talent acquisition with financial matrix ensures that recruitment is not only effective but also aligned with the company's broader business objectives. When HR and finance work together to analyze key recruitment data, they can make more informed decisions that benefit the organization as a whole. For example, if the business is aiming to expand into a new market, the HR team should prioritize acquiring talent with the necessary skills to drive that growth. By considering the financial implications of hiring decisions, HR could strategically invest in talent that will help the company achieve its goals. Conclusion: incorporating financial metrics into talent acquisition is essential for making data-driven recruitment decisions that support long-term business growth. By focusing on cost per hire, revenue per employee, time to fill, and turnover cost, HR leaders can optimize recruitment strategies to ensure they are both cost-effective and aligned with the organization's objectives. Ultimately, this approach not only reduces costs, but also strengthens the company's ability to attract and retain top talent. Be sure to join us again for the next Procast episode, the latest breaking news from your trusted executive search partner, Crowbell. Do you have any questions or suggestions? Are you looking for support in filling critical specialist or executive positions in your company? Then do not hesitate to contact us and visit our website at www.crowbell.com.